the greatest entity in the universe is Jesus the Christ, the presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And when we find Jesus Christ, that's when everything begins. And I just want to give like a metaphor. It's like, oh, by the way, this is Wonder in Reality. This is Jim in the USA. When we find Him as our Lord and Savior, it's like we're entering this massive, infinite, well, it's the kingdom of God. You know, it might be like a bit, it could be a metaphor, could be it's a like a big garden, like a big country, a nation. It's the kingdom of God. Amen. And that the presence of Jesus Christ is like a treasure chest filled with infinite glory and spiritual riches and spiritual everything, you know, worth infinitely more than all the wealth of the world. I mean, the wealth of the world is nothing compared to Him. And we are on a journey to get to that presence. And it's only available in the third phase of walking with Him. So, in the book of John, Jesus explains those three phases. John 3, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 7. And so when we find Jesus Christ, we're in the first phase. And that's why someone may not feel His presence. Because, and this is a real deep thing, someone has to prove themselves worthy of His presence. It'd be like, here's another metaphor. It's like if you meet a king on the earth, let's say the most powerful king on the earth. Well, when you first meet him, more than likely, I mean, if you ever could meet him, he would maybe say hello and shake your hand, might talk to you or might not, and then move on. And there's really no chance of having a relationship with him. I mean, right then, probably. So that person would have to prove themselves worthy of meeting with that king. Same thing with, this is God Almighty. He's the great and awesome God of the universe, the creator of the universe. So I just want to give these kind of metaphors. To me, it's somewhat helpful to realize, wow, okay, we have to continue on with Him. And that's why, you know, Jesus emphasized so much prayer and persistence in Luke 11 and Luke 18, persistence. And there's three phases. This is an eternal, glorious journey. Glorious. And that treasure chest, the presence of Jesus Christ, His glory, His majesty, the glorious splendor of His majesty. He's God Almighty. Amen. More soon.